Hi, and welcome to Rich Dreams Express. I'm Penelope Pauly, and today my guest is...
David Edmund.
Tom is away from us today, and we're just going to sneak in here, record this without him knowing, get it online to you, and then it'll be a wonderful surprise for him when he gets back from where he is.
Yes.
This is from... Nicole in Australia, and she sent us this email, and it was such a great question, couple of questions, that I thought it would be best if we answered it this way for you guys. So it starts off with, "Hi Diane, first Happy New Year to you and your amazing family. The Pauly family are a household name, and I just wanted to thank you all so much for your universal guidance and love that you show us all through the fantastic work you do for so many people like me around the world." That's very sweet. Thank you, Nicole. "I do have a couple of questions that I would really like some help with, please. In the course Power Imaging with Tom, Penelope, and Dave, and by the way, it's awesome, and wow, this course is so easy to follow and with very powerful outcomes if you just believe, let go, and follow the instructions." Isn't life like that? Like, if we could just believe, let go, and follow the instructions, things would go, for me, so much smoother.
And to recognize that what we said is the rule book of life.
Well, no, I don't think that's true, but...
Oh. Now I'm disappointed.
I'm thrilled that Nicole is that it's helping her and helping her family. Number one, when writing what you want and placing a bottle of water on top of the paper, does the writing need to be in the circumference of the actual width of the bottom of the bottle? Or does it not matter how much writing is on the paper and the word's energy will still transfer no matter how big the bottle of water actually is?
Well, one of the things that you can do is like take a gallon of water and put that on top of your writing, then you have more space and it will transmit the energy into all of the water. So just make sure that if it's personal stuff that you drink from that bottle and not everybody else in the family.
Right. Well, and I mean, what if you just have like a regular, you know, like a little sport top bottle of water and you want to kind of infuse it with some good stuff, does it need to be like really small to fit basically under the water, or is it fine to go up into the water?
I really think it doesn't make all that amount of difference. When Dr. Emoto did the studies on this, he would put the word love in his handwriting underneath the bottle. Mm-hmm. And that, the energy of that would move into the water. Now, it takes a little bit of...
He also did things where he would, like, tape something around a bottle of
that's
water.
Right.
Or around something, a canister with something in it. So it's about your intention.
That's
and,
right.
And it's about when we focus our intention and our... and be intentional about what we're doing, we infuse a certain kind of energy to whatever that is. It isn't the literalness of the pen and the piece of paper and the bottle of water. It's the empowered energy that you are putting through that water.
Well, that's the key word, really. It's the word energy. Because when you write something in your handwriting, you are transmitting your energy onto that paper. That's why when you're writing in your notebook about things that you want, you do it in your own handwriting. That's the best way to do it. So you do this the same way when you're writing something under a glass of water or a bottle of water. You do it in your own handwriting so that that energy is transmuted into the water. Now, what is it that's happening? Well, the water is literally being organized. You know, you see snowflakes, they have six sides to them, mm-hmm. and they're all so different. Well, it's the same kind of thing. When you write your messages, your ideas, your desires from the universe, what you are doing is asking, and you are transmitting that asking into the physicality of the universe by means of water. So
right.
You can also do it with your hands by putting your hands around the glass and asking, and it will transmit in that way.
And sometimes it's very powerful for us to see those words, because words have frequency, words have energy. The connotations that we have for those words have energy and frequency, specific and different sometimes than the actual meaning of the word, which is why, you know, we always say what you believe is.
That's right.
Absolutely. So you've got to really make sure that what you believe is what you want. And if you're writing down words you don't believe or you don't think are possible, you got to find a way to shift into believing that they are.
Yeah.
I hope that helps, Nicole. Number two, my son has just turned 7 and has health and emotional challenges he's facing right now. Can I use the same principle of helping him with the writing and the bottle of water for him to drink? He can't read or write yet and is in desperate need of healing. Please let me know how I should begin to help him better, or is there another way that is more effective? I think you can absolutely try this with him. Maybe what you want to say is, what you want to ask for is maybe direction for your whole family. He, yes, needs healing, but perhaps he's here to do something else that isn't typical. So he doesn't have the kind of brain or life or experience that's typical. He's here to provide something else to the world. So to be healed of problems and difficulty in living a regular life, absolutely. But I just recently watched a wonderful documentary that you might have seen called The Horse Boy, about a young man, a little boy who has autism and has very serious problems and lots of emotional problems and health problems. And this family goes on this wonderful journey to Mongolia and visits these series of shaman that give him healings. And it's a great movie. You can get it on like Netflix or Hulu or something, or go find it and watch it. Very empowering, especially for families and parents who have kids that are not typical, that they don't operate the same way as everybody else. Their brain doesn't work the same way as everywhere else. Their body doesn't work the same way as everyone else. And it's pretty transformational to see what the whole family, how the whole family shifted, how the parents shifted. And they were pretty wonderful in being able to manage this life, or worked on managing the life that they had with this little boy. And they were able to transcend where the A game they thought they were on and come together as a family and accept him wholly as he is, and find ways to have him have a better experience in the world. I think that when healing is necessary, it's about healing the whole. It's not just one person that needs healing in a group of a family. There's lots of parts of families need healing. And so if you are looking to help him, look for direction. Ask for that. Ask to know who is best to serve your family, who can help him reach his potential.
It isn't necessarily about making him normal like everybody else is perceived to be normal. He can really be an extension of a kind of wonderful energetic that the universe is trying to bring through. Now, I do not know what this child is like and what the situation is, but when you begin to desire to bring healing, you're also not saying that he has to come out a certain way. What you want is, when you look at the word health, the first four letters are the word heal. And so you're not telling him how to come out. You're telling him that you really want him to be healthy in the way he has potential to be healthy. So when you write the word heal or health or love and health, good energy, whatever, in under his glass, what you're asking the universe for is for him to be potentialized, for him to be as whole as he can be in his expression of life. And he may just be the star. He may just be that person that you will learn absolutely more from than anyone else. Like that child, and I saw that same movie a few months ago about the child that was taken to Mongolia and put on the back of a horse, and all of a sudden, he never talked before, all of a sudden he's talking in whole sentences. What is this about the creation that we're living in, that when we begin to ask for the benefits of healing, that it provides guidance and understanding about where to go?
It's almost like when you ask for healing, you're really asking for revelation.
You are.
You're asking to be revealed to know, not so that someone becomes more like everyone else or more quote-unquote normalized or more like the expectation of what we think things should or could be, but becomes the whole of who they're here to be.
Yeah.
And we are here to learn from everyone on this planet. Everyone on this planet comes in a certain way. They're here with divine gifts. They're here to help others. They're here to express their experience through the world. And it can't all look the same. We can't all be quote-unquote typical, because that equals death. If you don't have variety, if you don't have diversity, then we would cease to exist. So I hope this helps you a little, Nicole.
I hope so, too. It's a wonderful journey that you're on, a journey of discovery, and a journey where it's not only he or this child who's going to be healed, but the entire context of the family is going to reach a level of health that you haven't anticipated.
So take care. I hope this helped everybody, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Wonderful.
Bye.
Bye-bye.